Welcome to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Steve is out. Britney's in.
Yeehaw!
Actually, Britney punched him out.
Clean up. This song makes me want to get into a bar fight.
I love it.
My favorite country song.
It's so good. And at some point, are we supposed to get sick of it? Because I'm
No, never.
I love it.
Long necks down.
I mean, I just can't stop doing finger guns
and imagine
just like kicking a door open and be like, let's get drunk.
Double guns.
Yes.
Double guns.
Freak parade.
I'm into it.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
We have some orders of business to get to.
Uh-huh.
Random things that you may or may not need to know.
Okay.
Including a murder hornet update from Britney.
Yeah, well, okay, so I'm going to have to table the murder hornet talk. We got breaking news
with
J-Lo and A-Rod.
Oh, yeah, they are broken up.
They are breaking up. And I know, who prioritizes A-Rod and J-Lo's relationship over murder hornets? Unfortunately, me.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I saw the funniest tweet from a Dustin Gray, and she's here in Minnesota. He said, I'd break up with somebody, too, if they bought the Timberwolves.
Oh, rude.
I know, but it was funny. So, just keep in mind, you know, they had the whole Madison LaCroix from Southern Charm, all that jab. So, just to keep us on fingers on the pulse, now I'll get back to the murder hornets. The state of Washington is not messing around with murder hornets. If you have any more murder hornets, and they're also, their formal name is the Asian giant hornet, but that does not.
I don't like that name.
I'm a little scared of this.
Yeah, you should be. Yeah. Let me tell you about what the big things that they're having problems with. They're not necessarily lethal to humans, but they will break through beekeeping equipment with their giant stingers.
Oh my God.
They have far more toxic venom.
Oh.
So if you have any infestation in the state of Minnesota, you pretty much have to move until they clear them out. So they're taking over homes.
How do we know? How do we identify these?
They're the size of a cat.
Yeah. And they can break through your, didn't you hear them? The beekeeper suit?
Yeah.
If they break through your beekeeper suit, you know they're.
Good to know. Because I always have a nest in like two or three places at my house.
Yeah.
And I always have to call out Plunkets. I just want to make sure they're not these guys.
No, because Plunkets would be like, yo, Donna Valentine, you got murder hornets in your tree. I just want someone to say that and prank you so I can see the reaction.
I would lose my mind.
I know.
That you might as well tell me I have a snake infestation. I would lose my mind.
Do we have them in Minnesota yet? Is that
no.
a thing? I didn't think so
They're
yet.
Making their way here, though. They're in Washington right now, you said?
They're in Washington. They also made a law that you can't send them. So don't worry. Washington is on top of it?
Send them in the mail?
Yep. So don't worry, Don.
Oh,
their
God.
Legislature is working on that for us.
Oh, man. That really scares me. There was one year where I have like this little patio area. It's like cement.
Mm-hmm.
And there were all these bees. I don't know if they're bees or yellow jackets, whatever you want to call them, just hovering over the ground every single day, like 50, 60 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like spray some like bee spray or wasp spray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'd wake up the next morning and I'd go outside and there they would be again. I'm like, what is going on? Like the ones that stay in the ground are a thing too.
Oh, yeah. Because they have their nests in the ground.
Yes.
Yeah, they're terrifying. I want to say those are wasps that make the nests in the ground.
Ugh.
I've ran into those as well. They are.
And I've gotten stung. And if you haven't gotten stung by a wasp in a long time, let me tell you, it starts out like this. Ow. Ow. Ow.
Yeah.
Like the pain, it like progressively worsens.
Ugh.
Alexis got stung last week on a Sunday, and she had to take Friday off because it just got progressively worse. Her ring finger swelled up to the size of like the thumb, and then she had such a bad allergic reaction that she was vomiting and her tongue swelled up. And I'm like, well, stay home. Oh, my God. Go to the doctor. Yeah, she had the venom.
I had no idea.
And did she have allergies or that was just a normal reaction?
She didn't
reaction?
Know that she was very allergic to wasps.
Okay. Wow, good to know now. Yeah, that's one of those things where you get this huge welt and you don't know if the stinger's still in there or not. You're like, you start imagining that it is. And then you know how you feel after you get a flu shot or, you know, COVID-19 mm-hmm. vaccination? Your arm is just muscle achy. You can't lift your arm. It's a whole thing. So I'm afraid of murder hornets. Thank you. Sorry I blew up.
But don't be afraid of the vaccine.
Don't be afraid of the vaccine.
My sister has MS and she got the vaccine.
Oh, good.
And she said that she just did a lot of arm flapping the whole day, like chicken yep. arms, as she calls yep. it. And she was, I mean, she's a fitness coach too. So,
oh, wow.
yeah. She's a tough broad. But yeah she's like, you should get it.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody should get it if they can.
Yeah, also, and if you want to.
We learned yesterday that getting COVID-19 has a 600% chance in men of having erectile dysfunction. So
there's that, guys.
There you go. There's another reason to get the vaccine.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Let's see. What else do we have to talk about? We covered A-Rod and J-Lo. Mm-hmm. We always have to talk about dogs, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course we do.
Yes. Every day. This is fun. Dawn has a story about your dogs and beer.
Yes, you guys. If you want your dog to make $20,000, you can easily do it by being a beer taster for Busch Beer. They announced this last August that they were going to release this beer for dogs, and it's non-alcoholic, of course. It's sold out, by the way, immediately, their dog brew. So now they're looking for a chief tasting officer, and the dog gets to taste the beer. You also get pet insurance for your dog and a $20,000 salary.
Wait, what?
Yes. So anyone could enter their dog in this contest to apply on your dog's behalf. If your dog can actually apply for itself, I think it should be at the top of the list.
But I think so, too. Yeah, that's
you,
true.
You go to social media with the hashtag BushCTOContest and a caption that includes the word entry in the qualification. So make a caption, talk about your dog, say hashtag entry. I know this sounds like a lot here. Maybe we can link it up on the show page.
For sure.
But do a video. Don't just put snapshots. Have a funny video of your dog.
Yes.
Everybody do this.
Yeah, like mowing the lawn and then having the beer after.
Oh my God, perfect. Yeah, or maybe if you have one of those dogs that sit up on the couch.
Please
put him with a beer in between his legs.
Yes.
You could always do that thing with your arms, you know, keep the dog's head and then you do the body, the hands.
That.
There's always videos like that. That would be fun.
If you need any more creativity from us, just let us know.
So I saw this article yesterday and I told my husband about this because we have three dogs.
You do.
And I laughed because you guys said, obviously, there's no alcohol. And the first thing, and he's very intelligent. He's super smart. And he goes, it has alcohol in it? I was like, get out of my house.
I'm divorcing you officially.
Done.
I want everyone on the staff who has dogs to do this because
that's a cute
Grant
idea.
Needs to do it with his big old dogs.
Oh, my God. His dogs would be awesome.
Oh,
I think that he should choose Mr. Big because Mr. Big is the Frenchie, and sometimes he doesn't want his food right now, and Dexter will eat and drink anything.
Yeah.
And I have to coax Mr. Big when I'm babysitting. I'm like, eat your food.
Aww.
Dexter's going to eat it. Go on. And he just sits there and looks at me like, I don't want to do it right now.
You ever pretend to eat it? So they will. Because I've dog sat and I've done that where you pretend to eat it and the dog's like, well, fine, I'll eat it.
Well, what I did was I took pieces, like three pieces at a time out and set it in front of the bowl. And then he ate it. And I did that for the whole meal.
No. Dogs are so finicky.
He totally was like, I'm being pampered right now.
I
so
love
I'll do it.
Oh, my God. All right. I'll link this up for everybody at mytalk1071.com. When we come back, I'll have some things that make you go, huh? I have a bunch of fun facts, including Katy Perry's mom, somebody, a very famous musician that she once dated. We'll get to that. Also, Brittany's got a story about Colorado auctioning off weed-themed license plates. We'll get to that, too. All coming up next on My Talk.
Hey, big shout out to our friends at Chill Boys for sponsoring our podcast.
Yes, Chill Boys is local. They make really comfortable and cooling men's underwear. The fabric is breathable and flexible because it's made from bamboo with a little smidge of spandex, and you could get a great deal right now on your first purchase.
Yeah, you go to chillboys.com and then use the promo code MYTALK when you're there. What will await you besides a great deal? How about the most comfortable fabric that you will ever put over your nether regions? You need to believe me when I tell you that because it's true. I've tried all sorts of different kinds, including some really big names out there that say we have the most comfortable. Nay, said the horse, you do not. The Chill Boys are so comfortable. They're made of this bamboo fabric, which is just like made up of cumulonimbus clouds. It feels so good. It is so cool. And my groin has been super happy with me ever since I made the switch.
Good to know. Great for biking, hiking, fishing, working out. No wedgies, no chafing, no odor. You guys, you got to try these.
Go to chillboys.com. Don't forget to use that promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment and fun facts. Things that make you go. Steve is out, by the way. He will be back next Wednesday. Brittany is hanging with us.
What?
Dawn is here as well.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Okay, here are some Steve-like facts that
Steve
you can,
like.
You know, we're trying to, I listened to you this morning doing your version of Kenny in his absence. That was awesome. I wish I could do Steve justice, but I can't. Katy Perry's mother once dated Jimi Hendrix. Do not ask me any follow-up questions. That's all I know.
Whoa.
That's interesting. Her parents seem a little eclectic.
I would put that on my resume.
I would too.
Right?
My mom, and he could be my father. He I would also say that.
He could be.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
I mean,
sorry, Dad.
Probably not, but
could be, whatever.
The USPS, as in the United States Postal Service, made stamps with the Statue of Liberty in 2011. Problem was, the picture they used was of the Statue of Liberty outside of New York Casino in Las Vegas.
Oh, come on.
It's not clear if it was an accident or they just used it because
Easier.
Yes.
It's easier to take pictures of it smaller.
Exactly.
That's like the most American thing, though, right? Yeah. Like a replica of a place.
Yes.
So that's perfect.
Yes. The sound from Crunchy Foods, Dawn?
Misophonia. Don't.
They're actually tiny sonic booms because the food is breaking up at the speed of sound. Sorry. Oh, I just triggered Dawn. I'm sorry. I didn't know that I was going to do that.
Not a big fan, I'm guessing.
Oh, I can't.
Oh,
I have a disorder.
Yeah.
Called misophonia. It enrages me.
I have to tell you, yesterday when we were listening to that clip of Colton, sweet Colton Underwood.
Mm-hmm. His gulping.
Was driving me insane. Like, I was getting angry.
Yeah.
And I knew I couldn't on the air because it's such a, you know.
Trivial thing.
Trivial thing. But, I mean, and his story was so important. You know, I didn't want to take away from that. But in my head, I'm going, ugh.
Yeah, you've got it.
There's a lot of mouth sounds, and
open mouth chewing makes me want to shoot people with rockets.
I hear you. And why is it that chips sound louder in our head? Do they, like, I always question, am I being really loud? You know, like, I would wonder if I were eating chips in front of you.
It is loud to other people.
It is.
It is. But
as
you know
loud?
What? I've learned to tolerate it because people are trying to not be disgusting.
We are. We are trying.
And it's like when you get in a movie theater and the lights go out, people open their mouths because we're born in a barn, I guess. It's just like, because we can't see you doesn't mean we can't hear that disgusting open.
And there's crinkles.
Oh,
and
it's
stuff.
Always, and you don't know what to do, so you try to do it fast, right? Like you try to open it fast or wait till like an extreme scene.
Yeah.
Like somebody's getting murdered, so you're like, finally, I can eat my popcorn.
Yes. Yeah.
Somebody
or open
oh, God.
Your Werther's original, and you're just like, oh, God, okay, somebody please.
But it's the eating popcorn with the mouth open that makes me livid.
How do you know they've got their mouth open?
Donna.
I just check it.
I will play you two audio clips of somebody chewing popcorn with the mouth open and then closed, and you'll know.
Like, I'm empathetic and I understand, but I'm also a little triggered because now that my husband's working from home and his office is next to the kitchen, I live like a house mouse, like a house rat.
Yeah.
That's like trying to eat and live my life. And I'm also just like, let me live my life, Justin.
Is he on a lot of Zoom calls?
Oh, always.
Damn.
And our pantry does this really cool thing where you open it and the light automatically turns on. So I was like, oh, I'll just eat the chips in the pantry. So I go in to shut the door, and then I realize I'm sitting in the dark eating chips. I'm 34. Where how have I gotten here?
Yeah.
That is great. I love that.
Oh boy.
That's funny. Why didn't the light stay on in the pantry? It goes off when you shut the door.
Yeah, there's a little button is where the little latch hits. Oh. And so if it's shut, and I didn't really think it through, like I was just like, oh, I'll just go in there instead of like grabbing some.
So you really did sit in the dark?
I sat in the dark, and it was one of the low part like points in my life. And you think I'd go, well, it's not worth it, but it was. I just kept eating them.
Oh my God. Yeah.
This is me now.
So funny. Tell us about Colorado.
Yeah, so Colorado is I think they do this yearly, but now they've added the idea of not only are they auctioning off popular license plate, they've been doing like weed and marijuana themed inspired license plate. And right now, people are...
It's just one?
Oh, no. We've got about... I think there's 14. Yes, there's 14 license plate. And the bidding is up to...
Why do you keep saying license plate?
Am I saying it?
You're forgetting the S.
License plates.
Just check.
I was wondering why you asked singular. No, that makes sense. Did I mention I You're live like in a closet? Yeah.
She just came out of the closet eating chips.
I know.
Come on, Donna. Give her a break.
And here we are.
You're an Iceman, you know, a caveman who's been frozen.
Encino girl.
I love that. You know what's weird? I was like, why would she ask that? Like,
because you kept saying they're auctioning off a bunch of license plate.
Licenses plate. Pluralized license.
She's high, okay? That's what it is.
Hashtag, is it 420? Because that's one of them.
Let's make this official.
It's the grammar police. Use proper grammar, please.
Okay.
I don't even know if that falls in grammar. It's just like really dumb.
Oh, God.
Your license plate.
All right. You've got about 45 seconds to share some of these plates.
So here's they have is it 420? They have bong, ganja. And then there's also cool ones I don't understand, like Teb Gritty.
I don't know what that means.
Hash. I'm just a little shocked that people who really love to partake would like to advertise this on their car. That's a little...
Oh, yeah, it's like pull me over.
Yeah.
But it's Colorado, so...
It's legal.
That's true. Yeah.
But I don't think you're supposed to be driving.
You're not.
While you're under the influence.
You're not. You're supposed to do what I do and just watch Harley Quinn cartoons. So the auction ends at 4:20 p.m., April 20th. So,
you got 5 days to move to Colorado and get yourself a plate.
Get yourself one plate.
One plate.
To rule them all.
Out of all the plate. All right, we'll be back with some entertainment news coming up next.
You know, sometimes the hardest part about going to the gym is literally going to the gym. That's where the Y comes in. When you become a YMCA of the North member, you get free access to Virtual Y, 5 to 6 live streams daily on fitness, well-being, cooking, and more. Plus, if you join by April 30th, you'll get $0 enrollment and a free personal training session, too. Go to ymcanorth.org.
Netflix is going to teach you how to get a good night's sleep, apparently.
Finally.
Jeez, they have so much content on Netflix.
I know.
It is cray-cray. They're teaming up with the meditation app Headspace for an animated series called Headspace Guide to Sleep.
Right.
Dawn, you should probably watch this.
Yeah.
Do you have trouble going to sleep?
Yeah, I've been an insomniac for a long time, but now I have medication.
Is that hard with doing the early shift, though?
I have to take it at a certain time where I'm really groggy the next morning. So it's just, you know.
Interesting.
I have to take it. Yeah.
Donna, do you have trouble going to sleep?
I have trouble staying asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I, too, have a prescription that It's hit or miss on whether I take it with valerian root. I don't know if I'm supposed to mix the two.
Oh, valerian root's fine with anything, right? I think. Oh, mm-hmm. You know, okay. Ask me because I am a doctor. I have a medical degree. I'm just saying. I do.
So I do that. I take doxepin, I think it's called, which is also an antidepressant.
Yeah, I take trazodone, which is also an antidepressant.
That has and the opposite effect on me, that trazodone.
Oh, yes.
I just get like, hello! Do you guys, where's the party?
Would this interest you then? Like, is this something like you would try this Netflix thing?
Yes.
I used to use a sleep app that really worked for me. I would fall asleep every time, but then I wouldn't stay asleep. Yeah, it was like a meditation app. So I would try this.
I'm telling you. And I have like really comfortable bedding and I have a fan on me.
You do, yeah, your nighttime routine.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Phone away.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm all cozy. Got my buddy Boo next to me. It's a whole thing, but I just cannot stay asleep. So here, I believe we have the trailer to this new series.
I see you. Yes, you. Scrolling. Thinking about going to sleep. Falling asleep isn't that easy. I'm Eve, and I'm here to help.
Hi, Eve.
This is Headspace Guide to Sleep.
Nope.
In this series, I'll teach you new facts about sleep backed by science. Things you didn't know, you need to know. Like, do we really need 8 hours? Is going to bed with our phones really that bad?
Yes.
And I'll go there. Do those pills really work?
No.
Through mindfulness and meditation, you can take on tomorrow healthier and more rested. So whatever kind of mind you have, put it to bed. Headspace Guide to Sleep, only on Netflix.
It can't hurt, right?
I think I have a crush on her.
Oh. I kind of like her voice. Dawn, you seemed like you had some kind of issue with her.
Yeah. Eve, back away from the mic and somebody go in and edit out those S's, please.
I think I thought she was going to kiss one of us for a second.
It was really too close. Notice. Like intimate sets.
Space. Ew.
I'm into her.
I didn't even notice.
I know. Okay. I have that issue. I have the problem.
I hear you. It's worse when you could see them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Rather than just hear them.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is coming to HBO Max. The Calm app is coming to HBO Max with a show that they've got called A World of Calm. So they're going to, you know, kind of got competing shows here because Netflix has Headspace Guide to Sleep.
I like the Calm app. I use it once in a while. But
I hear that.
I don't struggle with sleep at all. Unfortunately, fortunately, I could sleep at any point at any time.
Wow, that's such a gift. But
I think the military did that to me because we had to, you know, take naps all the time and sleep anywhere. And so I do like the comment for meditation and things like that. And they'll get celebrities to come randomly and talk.
Oh,
and,
sure.
I mean, if all else fails, get Matthew McConaughey. I feel like his book on tape is doing wonders for people.
Really? Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
He kind of bugs a little bit.
I mean, yeah.
Just a little. I mean, it's just his whole, like, hey, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me a little bit of, like, Whoopi Goldberg when she first got... She had her own talk show. It was late at night.
Oh.
And just everything was like, yeah, baby. And I just wonder if it's, like, that stoner kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Bugs.
And it's like, is that a forced thing? Especially because you and I are a little bit more high strung people. So it's like, no, we're not like, hey, man.
Yeah. It's like, come on, pick up the pace. Yeah. I got things to do.
It's like, we all three hate Alicia Keys hosting the Grammys, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all on the same page with that.
I like her.
Right. I love her music. I think she's brilliant, but I couldn't do it. I was like, I'm so nervous because you're not keeping time with anything.
Right.
You're just going off on these tangents.
That's the producer in us.
A song that's going on forever.
And she's like, oh, you're all so beautiful.
Oh my God. It's get like, on okay. with it. What is happening?
What is happening? I don't feel like this is a safe space.
No, it made me so nervous. I just couldn't do it.
Is everybody high and we're the only like sober people?
It depends on the day.
I heard Howard Stern giving the same exact criticism of her after the Grammys. It was hysterical.
Yeah,
he hated it.
I like my presenter. What was it? Trevor Noah did a great job with the Oscars. I like that. Concise.
Yeah, he did, because he just kept things moving.
You got to make the audience feel safe.
Yeah.
You can't make them feel like they're just at a Fish concert and you don't know when the song's going to end.
I can't relate to that more.
Yeah.
I've been to a lot of concerts in my life, and when they start doing like a third encore, I'm like, what time do I get to snack? Like, I want to go home.
I'm not into jam bands.
I know.
I can't.
I know. The traffic.
Right? Should we go get ahead of the crowd?
Yes. I'm the one that's like, let's leave now.
Let's leave now. The first song in, we could get out of here really quickly.
Right, yeah,
I am the same exact way.
Oh, I'm not shocked.
Even
about
at a
any
ball game.
Dream. Yeah.
At a ball game, I'm like, you know, it could be bases loaded, you know, it's tied, you know, two outs. I'm like, come on. We could watch it on the screen as we're walking out. God. Oh, God. This is fun.
That is funny. Speaking of Netflix, you guys, I watched a good show last night. I've been really inspired by being on the show because we keep talking about getting away from like our go-to TV shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say The Last Blockbuster. Netflix.
I watched some of that. I got a little bored.
It gets long and unnecessary. It's another one where definitely half the people are partaking in marijuana for sure.
Yo.
but I thought it was more interesting than I thought it would be. And it was good. We watched the whole
good things about it.
Yeah, we watched the whole thing. And I think my husband was getting very agitated, saying, wait, we're going back to another plot point that was supposed to be. It's like,
yeah.
But it was good. I liked it.
Yeah, I think it's at the very least interesting to see how they keep this blockbuster continuing to run. Yeah.
And you forget all the traditions we've lost. Like how you'd go on a date and say, we're going to go pick up a blockbuster and then
you go in the back room.
Yeah. Well, blockbusters didn't have back
rooms.
That's
right. That was a Hollywood
that was
video.
A thing.
Yeah, exactly. Our video update.
I used to work there. Yeah.
And so there was all these things that you kind of miss, like the instantaneousness now of movies. You kind of forget like that drive to Blockbuster, the fight you'd have trying to figure out a movie.
And yeah, because all the people on Tuesdays when the movies come out would come early in the morning when I opened to get the Tuesday releases. And then people would come in and be like, where is The Hunt for Red October?
And they're like,
and I'm
sorry.
Like, be here at 8 a.m.
I remember going, I've got two siblings that we grew up with, and then later in my life but like I was the youngest, and I'd always have to convince them of which one. We'd all have like, you know, like a 2-minute timer of like, why we should get Animaniacs again. Here's my 4-minute presentation on why.
I love that. And then there's like the employees who pick their favorite movies, and then they would have that would be a separate display. It was like Karen's favorite.
Zach's pick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Super cute. And then trying to return the movie
on time.
Or if you're late, trying to put it in the depository thing and then like taking off really quick.
Yeah, like out of pure shame. I love that.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's good. That's on Netflix, you said?
Yeah, definitely worth a watch. You're right. It gets a little long, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. And they interview interesting people.
Yeah,
I think
a lot of
the managers, very interesting.
Yeah, and I think it's also interesting that she would go to like Walmart and Target to buy the movies when they came out, the brand new ones.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, you still turn a profit.
Yeah, it's wild. And then she sells a lot of merch. Like, she knits these hats that she sells there.
You can go on their website right now and buy, like, even just a Blockbuster, Blockbuster card that says Oregon on it. And it's just like a $3 little thing to support them, or a t-shirt.
Oh, bumper stickers.
Yeah,
they have a lot of cute stuff for sure. And a lot of people make, like, the trip just for the sake of showing their kids a Blockbuster.
Yeah. What is it? Do you know what the website is? Is it The Last Blockbuster?
I don't know. No follow-up questions.
I'm sorry. I was going to post it for everybody if they wanted to help support and buy some merch.
We'll find it during the break.
Find it during the break, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and let's just say, before we do break, what do you guys think of Nicole Kidman as Lucille Ball?
Right? That's a great question. And also, they teased us about the movie without showing her transformation, which I think we have to shame them for.
I think so too.
Why are you just showing me a picture of her going, close set, we're about to film it? Like, show me, Lucy, convince me you can be her.
I love it because I know it's going to be more about her as a person and not her playing Lucy on the show. And it's going to be about the real life.
Okay, so she doesn't have to play I Love Lucy.
I'm sure there'll be a little bit of it.
Like her going to set. And
it's going to be about her life.
I want to see what she look. I convince me that she can play that because I have a hard time getting my like the face of Lucille Ball on Nicole Kidman.
I have a problem when I see Nicole Kidman in something.
Yeah.
Forgetting that it's Nicole Kidman. Like, yes. I'm always like, that's Nicole Kidman playing a role. I'm never, you know how some people just get lost in a character?
For sure. Like, Big Little Lies, that was Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
That was absolutely Nicole Kidman.
And then the other one she did with Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah. It's like The Secret or something, or The Undoing.
The Undoing. Yeah. Like, I'm just looking at her going, that's just a beautiful Nicole Kidman.
That's Nicole Kidman.
Pretending she's a psychologist. Beautiful. Yeah, she really is. That skin.
And she was in Days of Thunder, you guys.
I heard. Isn't that where she and Tom Cruise met, by the way?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they did Far and Away.
Extra trivia.
You sure it wasn't Tom Hanks?
Sorry, Donna. Different Tom. Oh,
interchangeable God. In my mind.
Right. I didn't know. I didn't listen well. Anyway, on that note, if you see something, we really do encourage you to say something. And a couple of things have been seen, like a font.
Oh, God.
On a Sega ad, right?
Mm-hmm. We got problems, Sega. Font matters.
Yep, we'll tell you why when we come right back on My Talk 107.1. We're back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Steve is out. Brittany's in.
Ooh, whoop.
You saw something, so we're going to need you to say something.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
All right, you guys. Mm-hmm. I was perusing the interweb yesterday and something stopped me in my tracks. Sega, you gotta know, font matters.
Sega.
And they're really excited. They've got this thing. It's the new Ultimate Quest Final Battle. Unfortunately, the F and I and Final kind of merge together. Oh. So it looks like New Ultimate Quest Anal Battle.
Oh, no.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Now that you said it, it does.
Yeah, and I even thought, like, oh, maybe it doesn't. So I, of course, grabbed my favorite guinea pig, Justin. I said, what does this say? And he said, anal battle. Why? What are you looking at? And I
was what?
Like, yeah, he thought, I mean, it looks like it.
So I think what needs to happen, and this is linked up for everybody on our website. I think what needs to happen is there needs to be at least a dot on the I.
Oh, yeah, that'll help.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of trying to just use a capital I next to an F, which makes it look like an A. Oh, boy, that's a problem.
But I actually might play that game. Over Final Battle.
Yeah.
That might be too enthralling. As somebody who's kind of bored of some video games, that might be at least a nice change up.
Again, thanks for the glimpse into your personal life.
Not a problem.
That is funny. All right, are we going to talk about snakes again now?
Oh no, yeah. So first off, there was a radio promotion that Don McLean told us about that I can't get out of my head. She said, snakes on McLean. Yeah. And I just go back to like how lazy radio sometimes is, where they're like, your last name's McLean, so we're going to have to do this to you, which is wild.
Yeah. So I had snakes on me for charity.
Yeah.
People would pay and they would remove a snake.
It was when
Snakes on a Plane was out.
We're not going to do that anymore. Not in this radio. Not in 2021.
Thank you. Cheesy promotions.
So in Aldi, they found that there was an issue in Australia that they found snakes on aisle 3. This couple in Sydney were doing their shopping, grabbed some lettuce, living their life. They got home. They realize there's a snake in their bag of lettuce.
Oh.
It's a little guy, but...
No.
Nope.
I got to see him.
Yeah.
Do we have a picture of him?
Oh, yeah.
I don't like, I don't want to find things in my produce. No. Oh, I don't think I would, I don't know how I would recover from that.
At least you'd feel like, you know how you feel a sense of guilt every time you throw out your lettuce? Like, at least you'd feel a little less guilty this round.
I have to throw out some tomatoes.
Oh, it's never
good. I know, I feel bad about that. The little ones, yeah, it's a problem. Okay, is this a store that we shop at?
Yeah, I mean, it's Australia, so I just assume they have snake issues all the time. So let's just, first off, we're going to separate ourselves from Australia, because I refuse to ever think that this could happen. Mm. But, you know, I think the issue that comes up a lot is the big box stores that we all love to shop at. I won't even mention which ones.
Mm-hmm.
They come across this a lot because they ship such big things in mass quantities. But this one was not as large of one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. You know, the stories that really disturb me about snakes, other than the traumatic experience I had as a child.
Yeah, we don't need to go there again. Okay.
Please don't.
Are infestations in homes where you're like, what? There are 700 snakes in
Burn my house down.
My cousin, Manda, they live in Edina, and they've got snakes in their basement. And and how casual they'll be like, oh, there's a snake. It's like, I love her. Where? Like, I won't ever see her again. I miss her.
Where do they live?
Edina.
What do you mean they have snakes in their basement?
They do. It's a constant battle. And it's just their life. And I'm not ready to live that life,
so
Manda.
Is it a finished basement or is it an unfinished?
It's actually like a crawly space kind of basement. So you can't go into it, but they know that that is there. And she'll send me a little video. She's like, just having coffee and here's a snake. And wow, that's just not the life I'm ready to live, Manda.
No. You need to distance yourself from that person.
I love her, but... Bye.
What if she came and slept over at your house and a snake hitched a ride?
Well, there would have to be a process in between my house and hers where we kind of decontaminate.
Yes.
Yes. Because that's not going to go well. That's not going to go well.
Delouse.
We'll meet at a neutral place, like my parents' cabin. Like, that's it. That's where I can see her.
I have a friend who had a little snake when she was driving under her seat.
And
she is a comedian. And she was like, it was just the funniest thing because she took some video of herself reacting. She was like, and then she was on the side of the road. It was super hot that day, like 100. And she was trying to get the snake out. And just she does the story on stage as a comedian. And it's the funniest thing ever. Like it's so funny.
That's the end.
There was a fly in my car while I'm driving, I freak out.
Yeah, imagine a snake under your seat.
Gone.
And you can't get over in traffic quick enough because you're on the left-hand side.
I would crash. I would crash.
Yeah. I know. Like, how many people's lives are at risk here? Like, it's just terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did it get it in there? Oh, God.
Having infestations in your car is mortifying.
I can't tell you how many times I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I'm itchy or I have a little bump and I'm like, I have bed bugs. I have to burn the bed.
Oh, my God.
know? I do. I'm like, and then I get a flashlight and I'm like, where would I have gotten bed bugs? I haven't been anywhere. I don't even know what they look like. Are they just little black dots?
It might be just a spider that bit you in the night.
Even worse.
I know.
Or an ingrown hair. But yeah, you should definitely burn your bed.
God.
Why not?
Maybe, it's a problem. It's a water bed.
Buddy sleeps with you, right?
Yes.
Not something that crawled off of him.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Buddy would never do that, Dawn. That is so rude.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
How dare you?
He's going to be the face of beer, okay?
Yeah, a bush beer for dogs.
He's not irresponsible like that.
No, he's very irresponsible.
Never.
By the way, I did link up on that website where you can find out how your dog can make, what was it, 20 grand?
$20,000 pet insurance, and they get to try out dog beers for Bush.
I mean...
This is going to be great. Somebody from Minnesota, a listener at least.
Yes, please, definitely.
I have something that I'm teasing that's going to come up in your show at some time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This thing, the person that gave it to me actually said that they felt a little weird about bringing it in, so they had it in their car. And I said, bring it in. I want to see it. And can I take a picture with it? So you can go on my Instagram now, Dawn at Dark, and you can see the picture of what I have, and I give you three guesses as to what it is.
So we have to look at it first.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I know what it is. I know what it is.
You do?
I bet you Lily brought it.
No, I don't know.
I bet
look
you.
Look over here.
Oh my gosh, she's holding it. Oh my gosh. It's okay. It's
they're so big.
It's dog testicles. I'm just going to say it for all the people at home.
Yeah.
In a little jar with formaldehyde.
We need to flush those.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks, Dawn. Thanks a lot. Oh my gosh. I don't want those anywhere near me. I kind of do, but.
No! I'm the freak. Listen to that.
I just want to see what they look
me
like.
Me too.
All right, we'll do that. And then I'll show you my tonsils in a jar.
Yeah.
When we come right back.
Freaky.
Bye, Dawn. Thanks.
Bye.
We got some music news after a dirt alert from Grant coming right up.